If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Officer shot. During Breonna Taylor protests.
I could be Breonna. My kids can be Breonna.
Contesting the election.
The scam will be before the United States Supreme Court.
Fauci gets feisty.
I challenge that, Senator. You were not listening.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. Louisville city officials thought they had prepared well for what might happen after a grand jury's decision in the case of Breonna Taylor, the woman shot and killed last March when police raided the wrong apartment. The result?
No justice.
No peace.
Protests around the country and a violent night in Louisville. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan.
Officer, that was her down.
It was a frantic scene around 8:30 last night after two Louisville police officers were shot. Interim Police Chief Robert Schroeder says a suspect is in custody.
One is alert and stable. The other officer is currently undergoing surgery and stable.
Breonna Taylor!
Although protests started peacefully, some people set trash cans on fire. Around 100 people were arrested. The protest came after months of waiting for a decision in the killing of Breonna Taylor, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron.
The grand jury voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankinson for wantonly placing the three individuals in Apartment 3 in danger.
Hankinson was arrested and released on bail. The grand jury concluded that he wildly fired 10 shots and endangered the lives of a pregnant woman, a child, and a man who were in an apartment next to Taylor's. Officers Jonathan Mattingly and Miles Cosgrove, who the FBI says fired the fatal shot, will not face state criminal charges.
The use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves.
The reaction has been swift and angry in other cities like Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Milwaukee. In Detroit, this woman spoke about the indictment.
It was stupid. It was just like a little slap on the wrist.
Aziza Ahmad lives in Oakland.
There's just no justice for my people, and that's just the truth.
Toya Woodland is a minister in St. Paul, Minnesota, near where George Floyd was killed.
Just don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep believing. And one day change shall come.
President Trump has said that if he loses the election, it'll be because it's rigged and rampant with voter fraud. Now he's digging in even deeper. More from the White House and CBS's Ben Tracy.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
President Trump has not provided any evidence to support his ballot claims. He also suggested getting rid of mail-in ballots.
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
Last night, former Vice President Joe Biden blasted the president.
He says the most irrational things. I don't know what to say about it, but it does surprise me.
A doctor who has the president's ear is pushed back on Senate testimony by the head of the CDC. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci pushes back on what he says is misinformation being put out there by a key Republican on COVID-19. CBS's David Begno.
Most Americans have not been infected with the virus and are still vulnerable to the infection.
That is the CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, announcing that preliminary findings from a new nationwide antibody study shows that about 90% of Americans are still susceptible to the virus.
Dr. Redfield misstated something there.
That is the newest member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Scott Atlas. He challenged Dr. Redfield's report, saying he was partially relying on old data. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
It's a basic rule of public health that you have to have one message, no mixed messages. And you want to hear that from people who spent their career figuring out How do you explain complex health issues to the public?
And then there was this moment on Capitol Hill yesterday. Dr. Anthony Fauci clashed with Senator Rand Paul over public health orders and what role they've played in keeping the virus at bay in New York City.
They've developed enough community immunity right. that they're no longer having the pandemic because they have enough immunity in New York City to actually stop.
I challenge that. Senator, I would like to be able to do this because this happens with Senator Rand all the time. You were not listening to what the director of the CDC said, that in New York it's about 22%. If you believe 22% is herd immunity, I believe you're alone in that.
The clock is ticking on gasoline-powered vehicles in the Golden State. California Governor Gavin Newsom says it'll ban the sale of new cars and trucks that use gasoline in 15 years, something that's expected to put automakers into overdrive for zero-emissions vehicles. The line of mourners seemingly has no end as the public pays its respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Supreme Court.
I feel it's important to come here and thank this incredible woman for the long fight.
Ginsburg will lie in repose at the court for a second day. CBS's Laura Podesta.
President Trump and the First Lady are expected to come pay their respects today. Tomorrow, Justice Ginsburg will be moved to the U.S. Capitol to become the first woman to lie in state there.
One of the president's sons is due in court. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
A New York judge ruled that his son, Eric Trump, must testify as part of an investigation into the family's business practices sometime in the next 2 weeks, rejecting Mr. Trump's claims that he is too busy campaigning. Eric Trump called the probe a vendetta against his father, but said he will comply.
Doctors say not all fat is created equal. Some fat is more harmful than others. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham says research in Canada has found that it's all about location, location, location.
Excess belly fat may be a bigger danger to health than fat elsewhere in the body. Research examined studies of more than 2 million people. Fat stored around the abdomen was associated with a higher risk of early death, while larger hips and thighs were associated with a lower risk.
Looks like we've all survived another close call with an asteroid about the size of a school bus. It came to within 13,000 miles of the Earth just after 7 this morning Eastern Time. Scientists say it won't be back in the neighborhood for another 21 years. Disney is being sued over a movie character who looks a lot like a real-life Daredevil.
He jumped the fountains at Caesar's Palace and cleared 13 buses at Wembley Stadium.
Let's kaboom.
Evel Knievel's estate is suing Disney and Pixar over its Duke Kaboom character in his red and white caped outfit in Toy Story 4. The late stuntman's son, Kelly, says his dad didn't thrill millions of people around the world, break his bones, and spill his blood so the House of Mouse could make a bunch of money. The suit also claims Duke Kaboom's wind-up movie motorcycle is a rip-off of the original 1973 Knievel toy. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A former assistant to Tiger King's Carol Baskin is suing her for defamation after a YouTube video in which Baskin says the woman played a role in her former husband's mysterious disappearance. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, September 24th, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.